views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have an amazing show because it was such a success last week. We had Eric Altman on the show, and we're going to talk about being your authentic self through heartfelt healing. And the big treat is that Eric is going to give distant energy healings to everybody who's listening and wants to be included. You only have to state that intention, but we talk about that in a little bit. I cannot rave enough about Eric. Yesterday I received from Eric a distant healing, and I can tell you it was so amazing. I mean, I felt all this energy just, you know, like being fully charged. My whole body was so buzzing. And I mean, that's available for everyone on the show today. You can also call in with a question, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. That number is 1-800-930-2819. Let me tell you a little bit about Eric. Eric Altman, he's the founder of Living Peace International. He's a spiritual teacher of the modern day, and he believes that the biggest myth of all times is that a spiritual evolution is difficult. Eric teaches a very clear and simple and dynamic path to awakening, free dogma and full of play. I think Eric hardly sleeps, but he'll talk about that later. We ask him about it. And he supports everyone who wants to take responsibility for their life and live from a place of deep aliveness, curiosity, and integrity, where each day is an opportunity to radically enjoy being who we are. And that's what we're going to talk about, being our authentic self. Eric, welcome. I'm so happy you're here again. I mean, you were here last week, and I heard so many people say that they so enjoyed the show and just feeling your energy, you know, through the ethers.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here again and to be with you.
Yeah, Eric, we're going to dive right in. We're going to talk about our authentic self. And I mean, we all hear so much about our authentic self, and maybe, you know, we even think we know what that is. But what does it mean to be our authentic self? I mean, really?
For me, like, the experience is and has been like, just it's removing like what is not you, if that makes sense. And a lot of teachings is like, you know, we always have to do something, or we always have to improve ourselves in a certain way, or learn something, or be better, etc. And in my experience, personal experience, it was a matter of just seeing like the aspects that of so-called me that actually weren't me. And seeing through those things how they weren't serving me. They were putting up a false image of this idea of who I was. And it took so much effort. I could see the effort involved in doing that every day.
But I mean, who taught you that? I mean, I know for so many of us, it's like such a struggle, like, you know, to let go of all these parts that are so familiar to us that we almost think that that's who we are. And, you know, when I talk to you and I know a little bit, a tiny little bit about your life where, you know, you say you hardly even sleep and you get so energized, you do healings like probably, what is it, 20 hours a day. I mean, to me, yeah, you must be your authentic self, but
right. Well, this, the energy comes from the excess energy that I have. It comes from not dragging, you know, this other idea of me around with me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When you don't have to uphold something that's not you, then it takes all the energy out of your life. So when you can be spontaneous in who you are, and I mean that. Just really without thinking so much, and it's not being thoughtless, but it's being spontaneous situation.
It's like the children. Do you think they're still authentic?
Yes, exactly. I would equate it to that. I feel like personally, like I feel like a child most of the time.
Yeah.
Just responding to the situation like it is, because most things in life are quite funny, you know. Because people, when you hang around with most people, they're very serious,
yeah.
You know. They have this idea of them, and so they want to, like, really, again, like, uphold that. And so they keep adding data to their information bank in their brain.
You know, you mean the data are, like, you know, all our degrees and certificates and all the things we've done?
Right. And then and all what we did yesterday, and then they write it down and map it out. So they keep – what happens is it creates a distance between, say, if it's you and I, and then I'm going on like that. You don't get closer to me. You get further apart. And so – you know, pushes you more into your kind of false self, because then you're going to, you know, we have this competition going on.
The competition with who?
With each other. You know, if I say, like, I have this degree and I did this yesterday and I worked for 20 hours and made $1 million, and so all of a sudden you have to come up with some story to kind of match that.
Right. But somehow it does impress us.
On some level, but we're also, so, you know, in our country more than any other place in the world, we have the highest level of depression in the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, it tells us something is not working with all of us.
Yeah, you know, and it's true. Like in America, I mean, I'm Dutch, so I've lived for 40 years in Holland, but it's different in America for sure. And I love America, but yeah, we really show all our, you know, our data that's not needed, as you say.
Right. So this one simple way, like that what happened for me when I was younger, I just started writing things down because it seemed really bizarre to me, the atmosphere I was in. And it wasn't unusual, I don't think. It was just normal in our society. And then I started just questioning things that I did, or I would just say during the daytime that it didn't make sense to me. And so I started to evaluate just that in a very simplistic way. I would write something down, you know, an episode during the day, and then to really give myself time to check it out and to see how true that was, if it was something I was just putting out there to protect myself or try to fit in.
Mm. So you would reflect, like, on a certain situation.
Yeah, it changed my life dramatically. Like over a period of like, not even like, probably like 3 or 4 months. It was very dramatic. Like then I could see all these things and all the energy that it took to uphold this idea of me. And people would come say like, oh, I know you. Like you do this, this, and this, and then I would feel sad inside because that wasn't really me.
Mm. But can you make it really, really specific, Eric? Because I know probably people who are listening are like, okay, I want to do this. How did you do it? So can you explain it one more time, really simple, like what exactly you did?
I would just take one day in the beginning, maybe take a one day a week in the evening or whatever is comfortable for you, you know, or the audience. And just consider like your day, kind of go through your day and look at the points like where you felt like anxiety, like mm-hmm. tension, depression, and kind of like question like what was happening during that time, and really, you know, be just being honest with yourself. Like, was I really putting me out there? Was I talking from my true self, or was I saying things just to accommodate the people around me or the situation?
Hmm.
And if what? you if I was saying, when I noticed that I said things, you know, that just to fit in, I could tell my energy level, even as I wrote it down, my energy level just dropped, and I felt depressed right then. And so I started getting into a habit of that. It was just like journaling, I would just put it in a simple form. But
you wouldn't judge yourself.
Oh, not at all. It was just like I recognized that was just following the group, following the herd of people.
Mm.
You know, because I wanted to fit in like anyone else, and so then I realized I don't want to do it the stakes were really high. It felt like my life. So I'm gonna live my whole life and not be myself. Or, you know, I can just be honest, you know, in every situation to people and be clear like who I am. And not in a brash way or kind of a, you know, to create conflict. It was on the opposite, more just to create peace inside of myself. And what I recognized that people started like gravitating towards me all the time.
Yeah, it has that effect. Well, we're almost heading to a break, Eric. And I just want to say, I think, you know, this is such a great topic because I think this is exactly what we were put on earth for, to be our authentic self. For all the listeners, please stay tuned. Eric is going to give us all a distant healing in the next segment. You can also call in with a question, 800-930-2819. We're going to be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with me, with Eric Altman, and he's talking about being your authentic self through heart field healing. Eric, how can people connect with you? And I know you have a really great gift that you want to give to the listeners.
Yes, whenever.
When can you tell us your website or how people can claim that gift?
Sure, it's ericaltman.com.
And can you share a little bit, because tomorrow you do a very big healing, correct?
Yes, on Thursday at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, and people can go to your website and sign in, or how? What is the best way for them to receive your healing?
To receive it free?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just doing that for your listeners.
Okay. Yeah.
Today, and that's for today.
That's for today. Okay.
Yeah, or for this evening at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and so it'll go on for 1 hour.
And they can look at your website.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong day. So it's on Thursday. It's Thursday night.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
So they can find more information on ericaltman.com. So guys, go there. And in this segment, Eric is going to do a live distant healing as well. But before we do that, I want to tune in a little bit more about, we just talked about this, Eric, in our break time, like why people have such a hard time to get up in the morning. And it made so much sense what you said.
Yeah, as far as putting on our costume and designing ourselves, and not only that, we have to remember, like, you know, what we have done kind of the day before or the day before that, or to make sure, you know, if we're seeing a certain group of people, then, you know, oh, who am I around these people versus, you know, another group of people, as opposed to just being like that child, in us that we can, yeah, we're just innocent in that, and it's very playful and it's not contrived in any way. And it's very powerful, where people mistake that. They think information or being a certain way or whatever, they follow societal rules that don't serve us, really, as far as just individuals. Yes, there's a lot of depression, etc., you know, a lot of sickness, disease, and it all comes from that. It comes from not simply just being like ourselves, letting ourselves just unfold throughout the day. Yeah, and just that kind of inquisitive way, looking at the world like it's new every day.
So you say, or that's my interpretation too, that if we are authentic, our authentic self, 100%, then we have lots more energy available to us.
It's just endless, and there's no, and then your stress level just goes down to. For me, like, my stress level is like I would say mostly around zero. You know, like, I'm not worried. There's nothing like to worry about. You know, I just, like anyone, I get upset at certain situations or sad or whatever that comes up. But it's like a quick burn, because it's authentic. Like I'm feeling it all the way through, so it doesn't take time. It's a storytelling that happens that takes time.
And why is there nothing to worry about?
Just because, like, if you use yourself for example, like that.
Yeah.
So maybe you were worried last week, but all of a sudden we're here again today, and you're still alive, and I'm alive, and we're happy right now talking.
Yeah. So is it like when you're in the moment, then there's nothing to worry about?
that's it. So if you, yeah, because we haven't had this experience before, ever, like right now as we're talking, and we're fine, we're alive, there's no worry, and we're just here together.
Yeah, because, but in this time, so many people are worried, I mean, about so many things, and I can hear people think, you know, there's nothing to worry about. What a fantastic way to live if we master that.
I would think it's just being, because it's the most truthful thing that we can give ourselves as a gift to imagine, like, so imagine maybe a lot of listeners were worrying a lot last week, for instance, just to use that for example, and then, you know, and most of them, I hope, are still alive and nothing happened, and they're here today, so a week went by, so they could have had a whole week of worry-free and still have been sitting here in a whole different disposition.
You know, what's true is probably we aren't programmed for worry. Our bodies aren't programmed for worry. So that's where probably all the anxiety and all that stress in our body then starts to flow, because our bodies don't even know how to handle it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We most people are running on anxiety, you know, most of the time, just because it's not something that's real in front of us. It's something that we're imagining, or what happened in the past that we're making up some story, and we keep adding fuel to that story from the past. You know, whether, you know, something happened with our job or our ex-wife or husband or whatever, and on and on and on. And that's not, and it's not, the truth is, it's not happening today.
That's totally, you know, it's just beautiful. What I'm going to do, Eric, is Brian, is there anyone who's calling in? If anyone wants to call in, it's 1-800-930-2819 for questions. Just, you know, call in. Do we have anyone on the line, Brian?
Not yet, but I'm waiting, and I'll patch him through right away.
That's fine. Eric, then, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to do the distant healing in the third segment. It gives people more time. If there's anyone who wants or has a question, call in at 1-800-930-2819. And in the next segment, we're going to do a distant healing. I know that many, many people are listening. So, I know that Eric, you shared with me, Eric, that the bigger the audience, like for you, the more powerful the energy is, right?
Yes, because it works off each other. I mean, someone could be here on the West Coast, someone could be on the East Coast, and so they connect almost instantaneously. And so then, so people in between actually feel the effect as well.
Because you've performed distant healings on thousands of people.
Yeah, in many countries at one time, and people all are having the same experience. Up to, I don't know, probably 40,000 people, or the number actually doesn't even matter. There's no limit to like how many people. That it's the same energy, and so then it's my I guess the gift in that would be, I can see it in my mind. I can see it happening already, and so then the energy starts flowing through me out to people wherever they set the intention. It's like targets, and so the energy goes once I set my intention.
Right, it's such a beautiful thing, Eric. And I mean, how does that living with you know, intention to improve our mental, physical, and emotional health? I mean, does that help if we live with that intention?
Absolutely, yeah, it's fun. It's like you find yourself laughing a lot more.
And
it's interesting. It's contagious. So what happens? People support that in you because then they realize that's who you are. And so then you get the best of everything, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it makes total sense.
Because when you're authentic, and then when you're just being kind of spontaneous or playful, of course that's very attractive. It's very appealing. And so it's like that child, and it's always, you know, you meet people and they want to connect with that child in them, and they want to take a break, and they want to let down and not have to put up this facade that's not them.
You know, so true. I remember it reminds me of an experience I had in at Landmark Education, and I had to go on stage, and I had to present a story about myself, and I remember I started to talk and I just burst in tears and I said, you know, and yes, I have this degree and yes, I have that degree and yes, I have this degree. And you know what? I'm just, you know, in tears now and I'm vulnerable and I'm scared and I'm this and I'm that. And, you know, and I stepped off the stage and people were so loving. And it was for me like, what? I mean, I presented everything, you know, that was so vulnerable and so authentic probably, but that's when the love starts to flow.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Like everyone, like what you said, like when you step off the stage, like everyone relates with that because there's a lot of sadness in people just because they're not just doing what you did. You know, you were just being authentic and kind of letting what was really true. And once that kind of starts to come out, it just starts flooding out. And then you realize, I'm not going to go back there anymore. It's not necessary to hold all that up inside of me.
It was really mind-blowing that, you know, all the data, which you think, you know, you got to present yourself and share that. Instead, it was like the opposite. I would say, you know, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that, and I'm scared, and I'm this, and I'm that. And that's what connected.
Yes. Because that's just true. Whether it's true in fact, that's just how we feel. But then the more we speak that out loud, then we realize those things aren't even true either.
Does that make true. Sense? Well,
yeah, because then we have to take responsibility for our life, and it's quite fun because it's not the way that we or society kind of sets it up for us. Yeah, we can be whoever we want to be, and it's very, you're not going to be lacking friends, that's for sure.
No, you're not lacking friends. No, absolutely. Guys, stay tuned. We're going to have a distant healing in the next segment. You know, you don't have to do anything for that. You just have to allow to receive that. It's going to be phenomenal. Eric gave me a distant healing yesterday, and I'm still buzzing from that. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after the break.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hello, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we have a special guest, Eric Altman. And before we go any further, I want to invite all the listeners, if you want to break through your blocks and you really want to stay on track with your purpose and manifest your dreams, I have a 21-day program that really helps you to go after your dreams. It has guided meditations. It has exercises. It was a paid program, but now I'm giving it away for free. You can go there if you go to yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. You will also receive every Monday a free soul card reading. So, guys, if you really want to make that 2013 a great year, go to yoursoulguidance.com. We have more goodies, and that's Eric. You have on your website a special, you have a special gift today to give to your to all the listeners. Can you talk about that, where and how they can sign up for that?
Sure. So, what I'd like to do is, like, we charge $79, $79.95 for a month of healing, like typically four weeks, every Thursday night at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And what I'd like to do is give all of your audience a free distant healing on this Thursday, and they need to sign in. Go to ericaltman.com.
Yeah.
And then at info.
At yeah, Carrie, you can just come on, and maybe Carrie, can you just say it? Then that's fine too.
Yeah, people can write into info@ericaltman.com and just let me know that you're interested in the free distance healing tomorrow night. And I'll give you a code so you can enter that into our website, and that'll sign you up to and give you instructions of how to connect with Eric for that healing.
That's beautiful. Can you say it one more time, Carrie?
Yep. Email me at info@ericaltman.com and let me know that you're interested in signing up for the free distance healing tomorrow night.
It's beautiful, guys. I would certainly advise you to do it. I've experienced it myself, and it's just absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
I would like to say something real quick on that, too. There's oftentimes, you know, when we're work on the radio and different things like that, people are a little bit reluctant, or they're hesitant, and everyone's busy. But it's definitely, like, it's worth the time to take to sign up. We like the experiences I've had over the years. Like, people have healed from cancer, from a myriad of diseases, and like psychological, emotional, physical, for sure. So it's definitely worth the time to take, you know, take off 5 minutes of your time to like sign up for that.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in such a crazy busy time, and for what? I mean, the only thing we do want is to be healed and be our authentic self. Eric, before we go to the distant healing, I thought And then probably that's a really great thing we can, you know, all receive healing for. Can you talk a bit about, you know, the addiction to our emotional patterns? I mean, when our story about basically who we're not has really like a stronghold over our lives, when we drag that along and, yeah.
Sure. Well, when if you think about it, that when we, it's like an investment. So we're investing into this idea of who we are, because then, you know, someone likes it, you know, so I act a certain way, or I might have a certain personality that I put out there. And if I see people are kind of buying that, so to speak, and they like it. So what we start doing is obviously investing more and more and more into that. And when we do that, obviously we get further and further and further away from ourselves, and which creates like anxiety, depression, everything. It's like, cause we're really not at home.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I think this is a great moment, Eric, to do distant healing to all of the listeners. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely. And so my intention, like today too, is actually help people like come back to themselves so they can feel safe in themselves. And when that happens, then we can like speak from what you said when you were talking at that conference, and so we can speak from our true self and feel that we're. It's really the strongest place to come from, and we just have to experience it to know it in our life.
Well, how do we set this up, Eric? Everybody, can you guide us through it?
Absolutely. So just set the intention that my intention is to receive this healing from Eric Altman, and then that's all people have to do. Just be open to that, and yeah, I'll take care of the rest.
That's beautiful. So you want to take a moment to tune in, and then we talk further?
Sure.
Okay, so for everyone, just set your intention that you're open to receive this healing from Eric Altman. And then, you know, if you can, I would say just, you know, be quiet. If you can, sit down or lay down, or just quiet your mind and allow to receive. And there's really nothing you have to do. It's just that's the beauty, right, Eric? There's nothing like they have to do.
It can
just be as you are now, giving the distant healing. And as Brian, our producer, said the other day, last week, when we were doing this distant healing, you know, we were quiet, and Brian said, well, don't be quiet, because the alarm goes off on the radio. So we still will be talking a bit. And even you might think, Saskia, just be quiet. But we cannot, because, you know, the station will explode. So we can't. So, Eric, is there anything you can explain to us as you're giving this distant healing? Like, how do you feel, or how do you generate it, or do you tune in, or how does that feel in your body?
My attention is on my heart, and my heart is always running, so to speak. It's always I'm always hot around my chest area, and so what I'm doing now is just like directing that, kind of like directing it out to people. I set it the intention to people that are receiving. Yeah, that have kind of raised their hand, so to speak, and let the energy like run naturally. It comes through my head, gets hot, right, and then it just starts going out to anyone who's asking for it, and then it helps people to remember who they are, because it's just the original energy of the universe. So it's not me, and so I'm just like a orchestrator of that, or a conductor, I'd say, of the energy.
And Eric, because you are detached, probably that's a key in healing.
Yeah, I have no interest, you know, like in getting caught in the outcome. And so otherwise it kind of takes away. It starts to it taints the energy itself, so it's not pure.
I'm just curious, you know, I'm feeling the energy running as you're generating this distant healing. So, you know, for everybody who's listening, just know you don't have to do anything. You can just receive, and it will it will flow. Eric, if people listen to the archives, I mean, and you know, the show, you know, this show is now, but they listen to it like in a few weeks, it's still, you know, at that moment exactly they receive it, right?
It's still very active. There was an event I did probably 8 months ago, and that was recorded, and people are still calling in from that. Yeah.
Isn't so it amazing? Yeah.
It gets embedded, like I have intention to embed it into like whatever medium that we're using right now.
So we're doing that right now. Yeah.
Yes, happening right now. Yeah, so it gets laid into it. And so I see it in my mind's eye. It looks all fluid, and it looks like I would look inside someone's body, like between, the space between is what I always work with. Kind of the, it looks like light. We're made of light and information. And
yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm focusing my attention, not on the body or the mind or anywhere else.
It's so true. I've studied the matrix energetics, and you know, you really learn like it's light and energy, and that's why healing can be really like instantaneously and simple.
Yes. So yeah, when I was quite young, I could see that would come in and out of my vision oftentimes, and so that made it simple, I guess. For and that was kind of the gift, I guess, that it was that came along with this idea of me, Eric.
Eric, as we are almost heading to the break, is there anything we have to do or you have to do to complete the energy running?
Just keep, you could actually tap into me. Just keep tapping into, set your intention just to keep receiving all day long. Yeah, it's going to, you can just, it will last indefinitely as long as you keep hold up the intention you want to keep bringing that in towards you.
Mm.
Yeah, into your own being, into your own into your own heart, so you can kind of like your nervous system will be affected right away, so it can start. It starts dropping. Yeah, that just grows on itself.
That's fantastic, and I must say, you know, it works. I mean, I experience it myself. Listeners, you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have Eric Altman. His website is ericaltman.com. And after the break, we talk more about distant healing, about being your authentic self. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Baby, when I think about you, I think about love.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Thank you.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance. We have our special guest, Eric Altman, who talks with us about being your authentic self through heart field healing. Eric, how can people connect with you? What's your website? And you also have a special gift for the listeners.
EricAltman.com is my website. And then Caria will tell the other...
To claim the free gift, you can email me at info@EricAltman. And just let me know that you're interested in signing up for the free distance healing. That'll be tomorrow night on Thursday from 7 to 8 Pacific Standard Time. And I'll give you instructions on how to do that.
Yeah, you have the code, right, to sign in?
Yeah.
And people can add, they can include all their family members, pets. They can clear houses, all the feng shui of the house, and all that. So it's quite fun.
It is quite fun. I did it last week, so it is quite fun. And for I have another gift for all of the listeners. If you want to have a free every Monday morning a soul card reading. You want to really work on, you know, manifesting your desire, what you want to bring about in 2013, break through your blocks and stay on track and activate that soul purpose. I have a free gift. That's the 21-day roadmap to your dreams. It was a paid program. Now it's for free. And you can find it on yoursoulguidance.com. Eric, we want to go dive deeper in being our authentic self. Is there anything you want to say about, you know, our gifts and our purposes that are part of our authentic self?
I would say the primary thing is like that more often than not that we don't even get to tap into like a tenth of our gifts, and it's because that we're you know, we kind of were, I would say we're in hiding from that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I want to go back to what you said, like when you went up on stage and just were like open and honest and clear. Yeah, how appealing and attractive that is to everyone, especially you. Because yeah. You didn't have to do anything. You just were who you were at that time. And right. And that in itself, it starts to... Then our inherent gifts, they start to expose themselves readily, because it means that we're aligning with ourself, and then the things that will show up, we have an affinity towards right away. We'll recognize them right away, but we have to kind of get out of the way first before they can kind of be seen.
But how do we get out of the way and let go of our not good enough story about our gifts?
Sure. So for me, like the I would say like in teaching that often is like that we don't have to really let go of anything. It's just putting our focus on the interest of ourself, and so it doesn't. So I can have an idea. I'm not good enough, or I'm too good, or I'm terrible, or I'm whatever. I could go on about that, or I can let that run in the background, and like, you know, if something comes up, what am I really interested in today? And so this moment, what am I interested in, and who do I like to be with? Who do I like to hang around with? What do I want to do, like as a project to express myself? Anything that comes, it just comes up naturally, like a little child, like I said before. But we just have to, like, we can let the stories run. I think people, they work so hard of getting rid of the stories.
Yeah.
And I think it's very fruitless because it's an ingrained pattern. So it's just putting our attention somewhere else. The stories will take care of themselves. They'll start to fade. And in my experience, that's happened. It was very clean and clear. And so I don't think it's not that I'm not unique by any means. And so if I can do it, anyone can do it. So it's just, I started putting my attention on things that I really loved. And then pretty soon I didn't have any stories going anymore. And I didn't even notice that happen until, you know, after, you know, a couple months it went by. And then I realized that, yeah, I didn't even know it. So that's how important they were.
Yeah. You know, I like that approach. Like, it's not about letting go of the story, but focusing your attention on, do you mean like doing what you love or what passionates you?
Yeah, just kind of, when I started doing that, I was like probably around 16, and I just started writing down the things that really, like, you know, kind of moved me or turned me on in a way. And so then I just thought, like, you know, the stories are going, that's fine. But I kept, my focus started going more and more and more towards what I liked and then what I loved. And that is very organic for, I would say, for everyone. There's no one exempt from that. And so it's really just trying that. Don't try to like let go. It takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort. And typically it doesn't happen. And so, but we just shift our attention to like what do we want? And it can be very simple things in the beginning, but then we can see the process actually is very functional and it's very successful that way too.
Ah, you know, and it seems very doable, you know, to let go of our stories and all that stuff. When you say, you know, you shift your focus, that's, you know.
Yeah, it's 1,000 times easier. Like just working with people, and you see that I could see someone 5 years later, and they have the same story running, you know.
Yeah.
And so they're afraid it's like a coat or something like that. They're afraid to let go of that. So I always encourage people not to let go of their stories, just shift to the focus, and you know, 90% of the time, it's very, very effective. Yeah.
You know, what just comes to mind now as we're talking is, you know, about this, so many of us have it like, well, I'm not good enough in this and this. Is that probably something we put out there that's not authentic?
100%, yeah. I'd say 1,000,000%. That's not true for anyone, yeah.
If you're expressing your gift, you are more than good enough, but the not good enough is probably that edge that you want to put towards it or to it that's inauthentic.
Yeah, and it's what one. It's a we buy like an insurance policy just in case that people don't like something that we do or we put out there, or maybe I was a painter or something and I paint and people don't like it, and so that fulfills that kind of prophecy, you know, self fulfilling prophecy. So I think it's more putting our attention on what we're interested in and following through with that. The not good enough part is just it's a fable.
That's beautiful. Well, if we could all just, you know, really take that in, that's a fable. It's an absolutely fable. And then, you know, express our gifts. What is the last thing you want to say about being our authentic self? We still have 1 minute left.
Yeah, I would want to emphasize that the idea of like not being good enough is just not true. No matter what's gone on in our lives or not, it's just not true. And so just to, if people can take that in, I would say that's like the most important thing, because I think what you said, it, when you brought that up, it's the thing that stops people from living life.
It's absolutely so. Well, Eric, thank you so much for a phenomenal show. We're going to have you back. I already know that for sure. So,
yeah, thank you very much. It's a pleasure, and it's nice to have Brian back, that he showed up again today too as well.
Yeah, right. And it's the core. It's the core piece of this whole show. If we didn't have Ryan, there would be no show here.
That's right. So, yes.
I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. We're going to be back next week on Wednesday, 6 Pacific time, 8 Central and 9 Eastern time. We will have Eric Altman back as well. And I hope you tune in next week. This was Saskia.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.